Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I breath Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm a Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the Holy Scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this catch you call Yahoshua, Yahawashah, Yahuwah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died? Man, come on, man, you thinking that Yahweh lied? Man, you frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spittin' disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you on another day, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. Now, who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of our Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And he is our only savior. And not just of Israel, but the savior of the world. And I thank Yah and praise Yah once again for allowing us to bring his words to you. Of course, my name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. Again, bringing you nothing but the truth. Yesterday, we dealt with how do we determine our years? How do Yah determine our years? All the various nations, they have their way. They have their wisdom and their understanding and how they will determine how they will conduct the various paganistic as well as business as well as other affairs throughout their course of the various months and the years that they promote. But their wisdom really is not wisdom at all, nor is their understanding. There's only one truth. Yah only have one word. He only have one law, one way, one ordinance for the homeborn and for the stranger. You'll read this in the book of Numbers. Let's turn there so you can see what I'm trying to convey. Or not trying to convey, what I am conveying to you. In the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, in the 15th verse, this is what it says. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generations. And watch what it says. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before you, Yah. One law, one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. Now, why is this important? Well, the first reason you know is important because this is the law. The second reason you know is important because this is the word of our Elohim. And what's greater than his words? And what is greater than his law? For his law is his word. And he said, as ye are, shall the stranger be. So the Almighty has no intentions whatsoever for us to be like anybody else. Nor does he have any desire for us to go by and follow anyone else. As I pointed out yesterday, it's just the opposite. We pointed out the fact that the Creator lets us know in the book of Jeremiah, because a lot of people want to know, how do Yah determine our years? The first thing you must recognize is that the only one that got true years is the Most High. The only one who had true months is the Creator. And the only one know these various days and weeks of the months and the years is Yahweh himself. And those he gave his word to. So by virtue of us following other people, we automatically are breaking the law. He said, as you are, so shall they be. Look what the Creator let us know in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. This is just a small review. We're going to get right back into how do we know our years and how do we come to the place that we are at today? How are we determining what's our new year today? And you're going to see. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the very first and second verse. Hear ye the word of Yah. Yah speaking unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yah, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. This is what the Most High said. We're not to learn the ways of the heathen, which are the other nations. No, the Almighty never allowed us to do such a thing. And when we do such a thing, it's only because we're sinning. Furthermore, not only he told us not to learn the ways of the heathen, the Creator also lets us know in the book of Proverbs. Now, before we go to Proverbs, let's go to Daniel first. Daniel, the 7th chapter. And I'm going to get right to it. In Daniel, the 7th chapter, this is what it says in the 25th verse. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. Who? Speaking about this fourth beast. Who is that? This fourth kingdom. And watch what it says about it. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and the dividing of time. In other words, we're talking about a man whose ambition is not to follow the law, not to keep the law, not to learn the law, but to change the law. And not only the law, the times. So no, this is not a man we should be following at all. And just one more scripture I want you to see. In the book of Proverbs, concerning this law that as we are, so shall they be. In other words, these are not people that we supposed to be following at all. And we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing so? And I'm going to show you that we are. And it's very simple, very easy to determine whether you're following somebody or not, or whether you're following the Most High. And watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Or make that Proverbs. Yes, Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 31st verse. This is what it says. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the forward is an abomination to Yah, but his secret is with the righteous. And yes, there are secret things that our people need to know. There are secret things that our people don't know. And all the secrets of the Most High come through revelation. They come from Him. They don't come from other nations and other people. No, they come directly from Him. And He lets you know how He deals with His secrets. He said He will do nothing but will He first reveal His secrets unto His servants, the prophets. This is how Yahweh deals with His secrets. Now, I know there's a lot of people that believe everything's been revealed. There are no more secrets. Well, if there's no more secrets, then when are you going home? If there's no more secrets, what tribe do you belong to? If there's no more secrets, then why don't you know your king? There's a lot of things that has to be revealed. And what we have to learn to do is not deal with emotions. We got to deal with wisdom. For this is what the Creator has given us. Wisdom. And why wisdom? Because that's exactly what it's going to take in order for you to know His laws. It takes wisdom. So, no, it is against the law of Yahweh in the book of Numbers 15 that we follow anybody. He said, as we are, so shall they be. But today, our people are following other people and not Yahweh. They're following man. And to prove beyond a shadow of doubt, they follow man. All you got to do is look and see how they go about keeping the various calendars to celebrate their holy days, their years, their months. And the devil is in the details. And as soon as you get the details of how they go about doing it, then you're going to see the devil. And let me show you a few other reasons why the devil wants you to follow him. For example, in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, since we're in Proverbs, and watch what it says. Proverbs 14 and 14. Proverbs 4 and 14. And this is what it says. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shining more and more until the perfect day. And watch this. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And why is the way of the wicked as darkness? Well, you can physically see their way. Why do you think they will tell you that a day, which means light, begin at night. Why would they do that? Because their way is as darkness. Why do you think they look for the moon to start their months? You're correct. Because their way is as darkness. And if you start your month in the dark, when do you think you're going to start your year? Well, in darkness. And all the various signs that the wicked go by, they're in the dark. This is why they look for the moon to do everything. And let me tell you where all the deception comes from. It comes in the very night of darkness, where nobody can see them. In other words, the righteous, they sleep. They sleep at night. Because this is a time that the Creator will oftentimes come to the righteous in visions and dreams in the night season. But not so with the wicked, because let me show you what the wicked do. In the same verse, it says in the 16th verse, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief. In other words, if they done did some dirty, deceitful things, then they can sleep real good. It says their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. And every day our people are falling by their hands. So they're sleeping real good right now. Real good. But let our people come together and start walking in the path of righteousness, in the light of the truth of the Most High. For the scripture says, Yahweh sown light for the righteous. And this is what our people have to learn. We're not this dark that our enemies have tricked us to be. Always looking for the night for what we supposed to do in the day. Watch this. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the second chapter. Ecclesiastes 2. And this is what it says. Starting at the 12th verse. I turn myself to behold wisdom, madness, and folly. For what can a man do that cometh after the king, even that which have been already done? Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly as far as the light excel darkness. And we have to become a light people. And we can't do this by following what happens at night. Watch what it says. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceive also that one event happened to them all. In other words, that's how a fool walks. And we don't want to be no fool. And one more scripture before I get right into the years. In the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. So you can see. Since we are. Of course, I'm going to show you how we know our new year begin the weekend that's coming, March 31st, right on the Sabbath day. I can tell you exactly why it begins then and what year it is, but not so with our brothers. But I'll show you and tell you why they follow what they follow. This is what it says in the book of Isaiah 5. And we're going to start at the 20th verse. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. That put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." That's what the Almighty said. Woe unto them. You got people who know. Here it is. I teach that it's 30 days in every month. And why do I teach that? Because that's the only thing you're going to find in the scriptures. But then you'll have, not a bunch of leaders, but you'll have certain leaders that call me evil and wicked for teaching something that's in the scripture. Woe unto them that call evil good. In other words, how can that be evil to teach something that you know is in the book? The teachers know that it, all through the book, it talk about 12 months. I can show you all the scriptures that mention about the 12th month. But they will say that's evil. How's that evil? And that's in the book. Now, what they will say is good is the 13th month. And it's not in the book at all. Matter of fact, I ain't even seen it in none of these books. And they will call that good. Even though you won't see a 29-day month in this book whatsoever, they will call that good. But where is it in the book if it's so good? Where? But woe unto them. I just wanted you to see that. So again, how do we determine our years? As I told you yesterday, the first thing, you got to know that it's 30 days every month. And I gave all the scriptures, and I'm not going to just keep giving these scriptures all the time. Even though we might have new people listening to us every day. But you can go back and review our various lessons that we do on YouTube. That is 30 days every month. Now, how do we know that? Because that is the only thing the scripture talk about. That's what the word month means. Month don't mean moon like the enemies has made you to believe. A moon is a month and a month is a moon. No, that's a month and a moon is impossible to be the same. It's a total contradiction. All months start in the morning. Not so with a moon. A moon was made to come out at night. The star coming out at night, not in the morning time. Yeah, ultimately, after going through its phases, but its origin is a light by night all through the scriptures. The word month don't mean light at all. It don't mean dark. All the word month is a collection of days. Now, let me just show you this. In the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter, this is what it says in the 13th and 14th verse. And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, "Surely thou art my bone and my flesh." And he abode with him the space of a month. And what is the space of a month? Well, this word space comes from the Hebrew word yom. So what this is saying, that he abode with him the days of a month. And what is a day? A day, according to the scriptures, means light. A day is from sun up to sundown. A day is from morning to evening. And he abode with him the yoms of a month. Because all a month is a collection of 30 days. That's what a month is. And you won't see no other number that will show a month being other anything else. Not in the scriptures. You'll hear that of people miles, but they're not going to show you the scriptures. Matter of fact, if they had showed you the scriptures, I wouldn't be talking to you right now about what I'm talking to you about. Because they hadn't showed me. Scripture says the simple believe at every word, but the prudent search the matter out. And that's what I did. And as a matter of fact, the fact that he did it a space of a month, the days of a month, the moon is a light by night. He didn't say he did this by the nights of a month. The days of a month. Why? Because everything is numbered from the day. The dates are attached to the day. And everything began at the day, not the night. How do we determine our years? How do we know where we at today? You got to know that it's 30 days every month. And why? Because that's all the scriptures speak about. You got to know that it's only 12 months a year. And why? Because that's all the scriptures speak about. In other words, if the scriptures don't speak about it, that means Yahweh didn't speak about it. And if Yahweh didn't speak about it, then why are you speaking about it? Other things you got to know is that the scriptures have Sabbaths of years, of what Yahweh calls Sabbaths of years. And the only other thing you need to know is when those months, which is 30 days, those years, 12 months every year, those Sabbaths of years, when they all begin. And I'm here to tell you that they begin in the book of Genesis. The first chapter, the 14th verse, when the Almighty created the lights of heaven for signs, seasons, days, and years. And this was on the fourth day. And so what you do, you got your first 7 days. All you got to do is write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on your paper. And on that fourth day, that's the birth of the lights. That is your new month. That's where it began. After that third day, pow, the month began. The first season began. The first month began. The first year began. And then you can begin numbering the days of that month, the days of that year, in the days of that season. And this is what I began to do. And this is what I found, that everything that Yah has said and all the various dates that he had given is the truth. Not just because I believe his word, but he allowed me to know how to prove his word to you. So when it says this in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the first and second verse, and Yahweh spake unto Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And when the Creator said this to Moses in Egypt, and yes, they were in Egypt, they were in captivity when this was said, when this secret was revealed to Moses. You know it was a secret, because why would he have to say that to Moses if they already knew what the first month of the year was? If they already knew what the beginning of months was, if they already knew it, then it wouldn't have been no big thing. Yahweh telling them, this shall be the first. This shall be the beginning. No, this is how Yahweh revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophets. And when did he do this? Did he do this in the morning, in the afternoon, or the evening? Because some people will have you to believe when the Almighty said this month, it didn't say this month, this moon, and they was pointing to the moon. This moon shall begin, the beginning of moon. Well, in order for Yahweh to say that, the moon would have had to be out. And if the moon was out, then surely Yahweh would have been talking about the evening or at night when the day is ending. And then, of course, our people would have been going out at night to celebrate their months and their years, just like they're doing today. But Yahweh didn't come to our people in no evening. He didn't go to Moses like that. All through the scriptures, the Almighty told you how he came to Moses. And for some, for people who didn't see this, let me show you how he dealt with Moses. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. This is what it says, and how Yahweh dealt with Moses. Starting at the 6th verse, Numbers 12 and 6. And he said, hear now my words. if there be a prophet among you, because that's who Yahweh deal with, is prophets. Even though the people tell you they don't even know one. And he said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. And when is that? Well, the vast majority of times when Yahweh shows his visions and dreams, it's at night. Of course, the wicked won't see it because they don't sleep. That's how you know it's for the righteous, because they sleep, they're at rest, and now they Yah have their attention because they're resting. But watch what it says in the 7th verse. My servant Moshe is not so. In other words, I'm not going to deal with him in visions and dreams. I'm not going to deal with him at night, period, because that's when you get your visions and dreams. Watch how I'm going to deal with Moses, because that ain't the way I'm dealing with him, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, apparently, and not in dark speeches. It's not going to be in dreams. It's not going to be in visions. It's not going to be in riddles. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? So when he told Moshe, this month shall be the beginning of month, it shall be the first month of the year unto you. He wasn't talking about a moon. He was talking about a month. The word month and moon mean two different, come from two different Hebrew words. All together. Don't let the devil trick you. Because the path and the way of the wicked is darkness. They want to keep you in darkness. They want to keep you walking in darkness. He want to keep your way in the dark. And he wants you running out there in the dark. The Almighty said about darkness that's when the beast creep forth. When the sun goeth down, then the beast creep forth. And he wasn't just talking about four-legged beasts. He was talking about the wicked two-legged beasts also that creep forth. So again, how do we determine our years? The beginning of all months is when Yahweh made the lights on the fourth day. That's where you have to start your count. And that is the first year. That is the first season. And that is the first month. And the various days after are the days of the very first month, year, and season. And then it would go into the second, third, fourth, fifth, and so forth and so on. And then 7 years later, it'll repeat itself. And why would it do that? Because Yahweh designed it to. In other words, the seventh means complete. Why do you think that after the seventh day, it go back to the first day? Because seven in of itself means complete. And the seventh year is not going to mean nothing different than the seventh day. The seventh day means rest, set apart, blessed, incomplete, and end. Well, what do you think the 7 year means? Rest, set apart, complete, come to an end. the same thing. And this is what the Almighty told us to do in the seventh year, in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter. Leviticus 25. In the book of Leviticus 25, at the 8th verse, and this is what it says. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. You got people out there talking about you don't have to count. You don't have to number none. You don't have to count anything. Well, I guess this is a lie. No, this is not a lie at all. This is the law that you're supposed to count, that you're supposed to number. As a matter of fact, the scripture says, teach me to number my days that I may apply wisdom. But nobody want to learn how to count. Well, Yahweh demands and commands that we count and number. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times, 7 years. And the space. And what do this word space mean? Yom. And the space of the 7, which means days, of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then thou shalt cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. And here it is. Almighty told us to count 7 Sabbaths of years, and our people are not counting anything. How could you know the Jubilee? How could you know the Sabbath of years? The Sabbath just, a year just means a 7th year. Well, if you don't want to know the 7th year, then you don't want to know the 6th, the 5th, the 4th, the 3rd, the 2nd, or the 1st. You just following the ways of the heathen. That's how they do their works. They just go year by year by year, and no year is different from the other. No day is different from the other. Why you think they don't set apart the Sabbath day? Because no day is different to them. They just go from day to day to day to day to day, year to year to year to year to year, month to month to month to month to month, not differentiating anything. But not so with the Most High. Every year matters. Every year is relevant. Every year is peculiar. And all the years, just like the days, come in a set of 7. This is how I know where we're at today. For example, just to show you this, in the book of Genesis 41, people want to know, well, how did you determine where we at today? Well, by the scriptures. And once you know certain things in the scriptures, then you'll know the Almighty said, they that seek him shall understand all things. And you will once you learn to seek the Most High. And watch what it says. Now watch this. In Genesis 41. And it came to pass. The very first verse. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed. And behold, he stood by the river. And what this whole thing is about is how the Most High came to Pharaoh in Egypt. and had Pharaoh tell dream something, because the Almighty was showing Pharaoh what would happen to him at the time. But little do people know, he wasn't just showing Pharaoh something. He was showing us something. He was showing us our years. That's why it says at the end of 2 full years. In other words, after the second year, Pharaoh had a dream. Now, how do I know it was at the end of the second year, since it said end of 2 full years? How do I know it was the second year, or the end of the second year, rather? And what's after two? That's correct. Three. How do I know that? Because if you did, if you counted 30 days every month from the fourth day of the first year, the first season, the first month, 12 months every year, when you get to the end, 2 full years, the third year will begin on the third day of the week. That's when the third year will begin, just by counting. But little do people know, that's what it's saying in the scriptures. I started you off at Genesis 41, the first two verses, but let us read before that, because Yah, he tells you the ending before the beginning. This looks like the beginning, but really this is the ending. That's why he said at the end of 2 full years. That's the ending. But let me show you the beginning. Watch what it says in the 16th verse. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, and we in Genesis 40, verse 16, Genesis 40, verse 16, when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket, there was all manner of baked meat for Pharaoh. And the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree. And the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. In other words, yourself letting this baker know that you about to, in 3 days, your head going to be cut off. But watch what he tell the baker, or the butler. That was the baker. 9th verse of the 40th chapter of Genesis. The chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was though it budded, and her blossom shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes, and Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head and restore thee unto thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner when thou wast his butler. In other words, he's saying, in 3 days the baker will be hung. In 3 days, the butler will be serving the Pharaoh wine. And why would he be serving the Pharaoh wine? And what's so special about what's going to happen in 3 days? Well, you're about to see in the 20th verse of Genesis, the 40th chapter. And watch what it says. And it came to pass that the third day. I wonder, is this just some random third day? No, this is the third day of the week. Now, how do I know that? Because if you do 30 days every month, 12 months every year, you're going to find by the time you get to go through the first year, the second year, and when you get to the third year, after 2 full years, at the end of 2 full years, you're going to be right at the third year, third day. And that third day is when the third year begins. And watch what it says. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday. No wonder he was drinking and was ready to get drunk and ready to have a feast, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Now it makes sense. Because now it says, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. Well, how we know that? Because at the end of 2 full years, the third year will begin on the third day of the week. Just like the very first year began on the fourth day of the week. And the second year began, which is this year, on the Sabbath day. So you got the first year, the fourth day. That's in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And then 3 days later, in terms of years, you got the second year starting on a Sabbath day. And then 3 days later, you got the third year starting on a third day. Now, why are these days 3 days? Why are these years 3 days apart? Well, they 3 days apart because this is what Yahweh set in motion. Because the first 3 days of creation, there were no seasons. There were no months. There were no years. The first 3 days, there was no sun, moon, and stars. No wonder the years rotate every 3 days. And then when you get to the seventh year, it goes right back to the first year. Because each year is rotating 3 days. Because this is what Yahweh set in motion in the very first week of creation. Still, why am I in Genesis 41? Because little do people know, this is when our people walked into Egypt. And the scriptures say our people sojourned in Egypt 430 years. Now, Joseph was already there. And so in his third year, Pharaoh dreamed. And watch what it says about his dream. Start at 41:1 again. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, was let you know you're in the third year, that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kind of fat flesh, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kind came up after them out of the river, ill-favored, lean flesh, and stood by the other kind upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kind did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kind, so Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed a second time, just still the same night. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears, blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servant, put me in ward, and the captain of the guards house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. Each man, according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me restored unto my office, and him he hanged. And, of course, they went and got Yosef. The only one that can interpret this. And why? Because Yahweh said, surely Yahweh will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And there's many things that still yet to be revealed. But let's get to the bottom line. The bottom line is this. Pharaoh interpreted Pharaoh's dream. And he told him that the dream is one. And he told him there will be 7 years of plenty. Following 7 years of famine. And it's real important to know because it's going to help you to understand what Yahweh said is the truth. That the children of Israel sojourned in Egypt 430 years. And let me read this to you in the 25th verse of Genesis 41. And Yosef said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Elohim has showed Pharaoh what he's about to do. The 7 good kine are 7 years. And the 7 good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. The 7 thin and ill favorite kind that came up after them are 7 years. And the 7 empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What Elohim is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. All the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim. And Elohim will shortly, and this is exactly what happened. Immediately, there were 7 years of great plenty. And when did this 7 years of great plenty begin? Well, it began at the end of 2 full years, which is the beginning of the 3rd year. They had 7 years of plenty. And if you know how to count, 7 years from the 3rd year will get you right back to the 3rd year. Because Yahweh years are in cycles of 7. That's what Yahweh said. And he said we are to number 7 cycles of years. And he called them Sabbath years. But in this 3rd year, there were 7 years of plenty. And you get right back to the 3rd year. But he said, following shall be 7 years of famine. But this famine was so grievous that all it took was a couple of years, and they done forgot all about the 7 years of plenty. This is how terrible it was. And watch what happens in the book of Genesis 45. Because what this is going to let you know is when, we already know when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, but our people have never seen when the children of Israel went into Egypt. What year? And watch what it says. Genesis 45, first verse. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brother, I am Joseph. Do my father yet live? And his brother could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brother, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near and said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me here. For Elohim did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years have the famine been in the land. In other words, the 7 years of plenty is gone. Now they in the second year of the famine. Well, the first year of that famine is the third year. And the second year of that famine is the fourth year. For these 2 years have the famine been in the land. And yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And Elohim sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here, but Elohim. And he have made me a father to Pharaoh, master of his house, ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hey, she, go up to my father. Say to him, thus said thy son Joseph, Elohim have made me master of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. Thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, all that ye have seen. Ye shall haste and bring down my father here. And of course they did. And they brought everybody, all the 12 tribes of Israel, walked down in Egypt in the second year of the famine, which is the fourth year of Yah's Sabbath of years. How do I know that? Because the 7 years of plenty started in the third year when Pharaoh had his dream. And he said, following shall be 7 years of famine. The first year of the famine, the children of Israel just went and bought food and took it back home. But then they had to go back in the second year of that famine, which was the fourth year of Yah's Sabbath of years. And the Creator said in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, if you turn there, In Exodus, the 12th chapter, this is what the Creator said. The 40th verse. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass that all the hosts of Yah went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto Yah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yah to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. In other words, our people, 430 years from the time that they walked in Egypt. And when was that? In the fourth year. And if you count in number, your years, 430 years later, you'll see that the children of Israel came out in the very first year of Yah's Sabbaths of years. Now remember, Yahweh said, you number seven Sabbaths of years. Seven times seven is 49 years, which means that 49th year will be the seventh year. And then he said, hallow the 50th year, because that 50th year, the count will start all over. That will be the first year, because this is how you number your years by seven. And he said the 50th year is your jubilee. And here it is, our people came out of Egypt 430 years later. And if you do the math, nine cycles of jubilees, that means 50 times 9, 50 years, times 9 is 450 years. And after that ninth cycle of years, 30 years later, the children of Israel walked right out of Egypt. And what was they in Egypt for? The Almighty said, this is where He would declare His name. And what do you think the knife represents? Well, it represents Yahweh's name because it's the order of two. And why did they come out free at that time? It was the first year. And this is when the Almighty had determined, since it had been nine jubilees, it's time to come out. And this is what they began to do. And the only way that you can come to this conclusion, you got to know when they came out, which was the first year after 430 years. And when did they go in? The very fourth year of Yah's Sabbaths of years. Now, I may add that this is nothing unique and peculiar to the Most High, because this is how Yahweh worked. When do you think the first year began? Well, on the fourth day, because the fourth represents Yahweh's praise. So when our people went into Egypt in the fourth year, and that was the first year they began in Egypt, what do you think it represented? Well, Yahweh's praise. And 430 years, when did they come out? In the first year, the 15th day of that very first month. And watch this. I just want you to see this. What about our people in Babylon? If you go to the book of Jeremiah 51, our people stayed in Babylon 70 years. When did they go in Babylon? We see they walked into Egypt in the fourth year, which represents praise. Well, when did they go into Babylon? And watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 51st chapter. Start reading at the 59th verse. Because one, I get questions on, well, how do you determine this? Well, you got to know Yahweh's years, and you got to know they in cycles of seven, and you got to know it's 12 months a year, and you got to know it's 30 days a month, and you got to know all this begin. You begin your count on the fourth day of the week. That's how simple this is. Watch what it says. Jeremiah 51, starting at verse 59. Speaking of when our people went into Babylon. And this is what it says. The 59th verse. The word was Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sariah, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Yehuda, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. And this Sariah was a quiet prince. So when did they go into Babylon? The fourth year of his reign. Why? Because this is when Yahweh get his praise. And they was there for 70 years. Not only there, go to the book of Jeremiah 46. In the book of Jeremiah 46. First two verses, this is what it says. The word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Gentiles, against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh, Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river of Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. In other words, that's when Babylon went against Yehuda and began to seize them and take them to Babylon. And why the fourth year? Well, the same reason why the children of Israel went down in Egypt in the fourth year. This is why it's important to know your years, because they represent something. Also, in the book of Jeremiah 45, starting at the very first verse, and this is what it says. The word of Jeremiah, the prophet, spake unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in the book of the mouth of Jeremiah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, thus says Yah, the Elohim of Israel, unto thee, O Baruch. Thou didst say, woe is me now, for Yah had added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. And why? Thus shalt I say unto him, Yah said thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down. And what did he build? The temple. What is he going to break down? The temple. And what year was the temple built? In the fourth year. And what year was he going to tear it down? In the fourth year. And that which I planted, I will pluck up. Even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself. Seek them not. For behold, I will bring evil upon our flesh, says Yah. But thy life will I give unto thee, for I pray in all the places whither thou goest. This is what Yahweh did in the fourth year. And what do the fourth represent? His praise. As a matter of fact, Who did Yahweh say would think to change the times and the laws? The fourth beast, the fourth kingdom on earth. And why the fourth? Because that's when Yahweh going to get his praise. So ask yourself, so what about our people? What about today? Little do people know that this country called America was born in 1607, according to their own history, according to their own records. They were born 1607 in Jamestown, Virginia. That's history. And guess what they did in 2007? 400 years later, well, they celebrated their 400-year anniversary in 2007. Yes, America. America is the youngest nation on earth. And they celebrated their 400-year anniversary. And what year do you think they were born? Since the Almighty said this fourth beast, which is the fourth kingdom on earth, would think to change times and laws. Well, all you got to do is use Yahweh's Sabbath of years. And all you got to do is divide 2018 by seven. And that's where we're at today. In 2018. It's been 2,000 years and 18 according to the heathen's calendar. And when you divide that by seven, what do you get? Should be 288 point something. Two hundred and eighty-eight cycles of years. And when you multiply those cycles of years by seven, what did you get? 2016. Which simply means in 2016, that was Yahweh's seventh year. That was his Sabbath of years. And that means 2017 was year one. And 2018, which we are in now, and which we're going in this weekend, is year two. This is not rocket science. We're able to number how many years when they went into Egypt. When they came out, and when did they go in? The fourth year. When did they go in Babylon? The fourth year. And why? Because Yahweh said he was going to get his praise. But watch this. When this beast, who the Almighty raised up, just purposes for his people, to bring his people down and to trample the earth. And you know this is the fourth beast that Yahweh has determined and purposed to trample the earth. You know that's him. And you know this is the beast where the Almighty said he would think to change times and laws. And you know that this is the fourth kingdom on earth. You know that. Well, when were they born? In 1607. And let me show you what year that is. And 7 divided by 1607 is what?
Yeah.
229 of 7. You multiply that by 7. That's 1603. And since they were born in 1607, 1604 is the first year. 1605 is the second year. 1606 is the third year. And 1607, when this country, when this nation, when America was born, it was the fourth year of Yah's Sabbath of years. Just like we walked in Egypt, the fourth year. Just like we walked in Babylon in the fourth year and was seized in Babylon the fourth year, so was this fourth beast born just to trample the whole entire earth in the fourth year. Of course, as many of you all know, according to history, they said we came over here in 1619. And to prove we came over here in 1619, according to them, that they will be celebrating our 400-year captivity, our 400-year affliction, our 400-year demise in 2019. They call it a commemoration. But for us, we should be looking for freedom. And because the Almighty always count the end of a year, never the beginning, he always count the end. Because when 1619 began, it will end at 2020. And if you want to know what year 2020 is in, and all you got the numbers now, you know how to do it. All you got to do is see how many cycles of Sabbath years it is. And when you do it, you will see what I see. And that is 2020 is the fourth year of Yah's Sabbaths of years. Is 400. And Yahweh said, we shall be afflicted and we shall serve our enemies for 400 years. And Yah don't lie. He don't lie at all. And all you got to do is go over the very scriptures that I gave you, and you'll come to the undeniable truth that this is nothing but the truth. So until tomorrow, because we're still not finished, proven to you beyond a shadow of a doubt, how do we determine our years? How do Yah determine this year? Until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah. God's word. Two or three witnesses so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.